The verdict in Geoffrey Rush's defamation case has divided the Australian arts community. As you no doubt will have heard, Rush was awarded $850,000 in initial damages after winning his defamation case against Nationwide News over two articles published in the Daily Telegraph in 2017. The articles alleged that Mr. Rush behaved inappropriately towards a female co-star during a production of King Lear in 2015 and 2016. The judge, Michael Wigney, said that by publishing the unsubstantiated stories, the newspaper had produced recklessly irresponsible pieces of sensationalist journalism of the very worst kind, and that he would determine further damages related to lost income for Mr. Rush at a later date. Justice Wigney also found that the actor at the centre of the accusations against Mr. Rush, Aaron Jean Norval, was an unreliable witness prone to, quote, exaggeration and embellishment, end quote. Now, there has been an outpouring of support for EJ Norval on Twitter, with many members of the Australian theatre community expressing their disappointment with the verdict. For his part, Mr. Rush said after the ruling that there were no winners in the case. A British researcher says he has found the London home where William Shakespeare wrote some of his most famous plays, including Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream. Now, we already knew that Shakespeare lived in central London between 1597 and 1598, somewhere close to where the Liverpool Street train station is today. Now, the theatre historian Geoffrey Marsh says he's been able to pinpoint that location more exactly. He told the BBC he cross-referenced various official records and believes that the playwright lived at 35 Great St Helens. That's just metres from where that famous skyscraper known as the Gherkin is today. Sadly, the lodgings he called home are no longer there. The site now houses an office block. But Mr. Marsh says the discovery gives us a more profound understanding of the inspirations for Shakespeare's work and life. Finally, in arts news, this show is about to turn 30. On the way to a brand new day, everybody, everybody say, on the way to a brand new day, everybody, everybody say. That's the title song from Brand New Day, an Australian musical by Jimmy Chee. A show that made its debut at the Perth Festival back in 1990, and I remember seeing it at the Regal Theatre here in Perth 3 years later. The show was recognised as the world's first Aboriginal stage musical, and to celebrate 30 years since its premiere, it's now going on tour. Opera Australia, Opera Queensland, State Opera South Australia and the West Australian Opera will band together under the Opera Conference banner to present a new staging of the show, which will tour to Sydney, Perth, Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide next year. I can't wait.